Many Haitians have been given a new lease on life thanks to rescue efforts from around the world. In the months ahead, Haiti's future will depend to a large degree on the efforts of multinational agencies and reconstruction teams. Roberto Velotini is a vice president at the Inter-American Development Bank, or IDB, in Washington. It has provided aid to Haiti over the past 50 years. He says reconstruction efforts face serious challenges, but foremost is the cost.
It's huge. Somebody estimated that the reconstruction would need anywhere between $5 to $10 billion for, I don't know, the next 5 years or something. So someone needs to come up with this money.
The IDB will allocate more than $200 million toward Haiti's reconstruction in the immediate future. But donor nations must deal with a bigger question.
Do you want to rebuild, like Port-au-Prince, exactly the way it was? In the same place, in the same location? Shall we move the capital? Shall we leave it as it is? Is this a vulnerable place? We'll be better off being in the north? We don't know.
Robert McGuire teaches international affairs at Trinity Washington University. He says Haiti's capital, when rebuilt, should be scaled back to prevent the overcrowding that existed before the earthquake. And he says Haiti needs to decentralize.
Decentralize the functions of government. Decentralize the investment, the assembly plants that may come later to offer jobs. Decentralize the social services so people don't feel they have to come into Port-au-Prince to put their kids in a decent school or to find decent health care.
The United Nations Special Envoy to Haiti, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, is a key asset, McGuire says. He gained valuable experience in a similar role following the 2004 Asian tsunami.
He has a great wealth of experience in this, and his objective there, as it will be in Haiti, is to help to coordinate among donors, to make sure that not everybody is doing the same thing in the same place, that the vast array of needs are being treated.
Experts agree that reconstruction in Haiti will take many years. The United Nations has appealed for more than $550 million for emergency relief over the next 6 months. Robert Raphael, VOA News. Madam.